works out is, I'm Don Gilman, I'm the Dangerous Building Hearings Officer for Boyne City. And so we're here to have a hearing on the subject property over on Thompson Street, whatever it was, yeah, 806 Thompson. So the way it works out is we'll call the meeting to order. And then any citizens present that want to say anything on any non-agenda items, we can get that out of the way, and then we're going to start the new business, which of course is the Dangerous Building Hearing. And once we get that going, the way it works is first we'll have a testimony from Scott, the planner for the city enforcing agency. He'll lay out his case, and then the property owner, I assume that's you, sir?
Yes.
Will be able to give your side of the story, and then anybody else that has anything to say that's interested in this case will also be allowed to testify. And then all that information will be collected. I may have questions for you, I may not. And then at the end of that, within 5 days, I'll render a decision that may be what the city is asking to have done, maybe something a little that you asked to have done, and maybe something in the middle. But in any event, 5 days later, I'll send an order to Scott to give to the city council. And once they approve that, that's the binding order. So with that, call the meeting to order. Are there any citizens here that have any comments on non-agenda items? The agenda item is 806 Thompson Street, but if anybody has any comments, no?
I do. Just a quick, there's a Ford kind of like van out in the parking lot that has blinkers that are flashing. Anybody here has a Ford?
That's us. The blinkers on?
Was that
the tip of the hazards? Or
the yeah, the hazard lights are on.
Some of the hazards are on.
Don't take it for a joyride. All right, Scott, you want to go ahead and present the...
Sure, thank you, Mr. Gilman. This, as you mentioned, is a dangerous structures hearing for 806 Thompson Street. This is a single-family dwelling that was constructed in 1966. The structure has been vacant since approximately 2008, and due to its current condition, disconnection of utilities, animal infestation and dilapidation, it's currently uninhabitable. In 2008, the property was acquired by Edward Malady, that's Robert's father. Mr. Malady passed in 2010, and that's when your ownership interest began in this property,
right? Yes.
Okay. Since that time, the property has been poorly maintained, and the city has received numerous complaints about the structures and grounds. The property owners have been contacted no less than 10 times regarding weed ordinances and the condition of the structure. In 2016, the property's owner was notified of roof failure and possible infestation. That was corrected shortly after, but little else has been done in regards to the structure. In 2019, the spring of 2019, I contacted Mr. Malady and requested permission to do an inspection of the structure, and he agreed, and we set up a time and date to do that. Shortly before that arranged inspection, I was contacted, and he indicated that after reviewing the property, he thought the best decision at that time would be to demolish the structure and obtain the building permit to do that. Through the spring and summer of 2019, Mr. Malady did come to the property on several occasions, clean up the yard, clean up some of the material on there. It's my understanding that he did take a bunch of material out of the house, but real no work on the house was completed. And then in the fall, I contacted Mr. Malady and let him know that it's understood that he may be reconsidering demolishing it and maybe opting to repair it and renovate the structure. And the city has no preference on either. But we did need to see something done in a short time, as it was a nuisance and a health, safety, welfare concern for the neighborhood. So given the current state of the structure, it's my opinion that it is a dangerous structure, so this hearing was scheduled, and as required by the ordinance, the property owner has been notified and the property was posted. in attachment to my report are a statement of facts in regards to this case and a number of attachments of record documents that outline what we believe indicates that this is a dangerous structure. And given this and testimony, I believe that a result of a determination that this is a dangerous structure should be made, and as such, a requirement to remedy the situation within the next 6 months would be requested. Whether that be demolition or renovation, I have no preference, but I think a substantial timeline to do that is required. So with that, if you have any questions, I'd be more happy.
I do. So some of the infestation, I had an opportunity to drive by and observe the structure with binoculars in front of the public way. There's some pretty good critter trails coming from, they seem to converge from the neighborhood and head right underneath that house.
Yes, yes. I saw two openings that I noticed where entrances were into the structure, probably through the fascia and the soffits. I'm sure there are other entrances. And I have received a number of complaints about animals, stray cats and whatnot from entering and exiting the property.
And so this case has been, Scott's been dragging on. I mean, there's been complaints in one way, shape, or form for the past several years.
Yes.
And then I understand the main property owner, deceased Edward, but Robert, has he been pretty accommodating when there are complaints?
Well, I believe his intentions are sincere. He does have a distance, and that makes it difficult to address things timely. We have spoke, and he does indicate, with all intention, that he wants to get this done this year. So whatever that may be, I believe he's looking at some expert opinions on the structure and getting some costs perhaps renovated. So, I'm more than willing to work with him, but it needs to be known that there is an expectation.
Okay. Thank you. Your turn, Robert.
Thank you for the opportunity to bring up the situation. First of all, I'd like to say my intentions are good in remedying the situation. I understand that the property in its condition as it is does nothing but bring down the value of the neighborhood and adjoining houses. I do want most sincerely to remedy that. My intentions, again, as I said, are good. I received this property not knowing that I actually possessed it with through my family. And I know it's been quite a while that anything on the actual facial of the property has been done, other than, as Scott mentioned, the roof, and boring up a couple of holes on the facial plate of the fascia. Now, the person who owned it, I don't even really remember his name, but he used him as an excuse, but he had used materials that were pretty much used, and it makes the property look a lot worse than it is on the inside. For a family to live in the inside, to me, it's not feasible. It's more like a single family residence, the way the layout is of the footprint of the interior. There isn't any infestation on the interior for many animals or critters, and the interior is solid. Now, there is a couple areas that the roof has shown rot, and he had put in a couple skylights that were old, and water penetrated and came down from the skylight lights, and that's probably the worst of it. Even though, with that said, I still would like to, more likely, I'm having a couple people look at it, but more likely I'd like to remedy it by remodeling it, keeping the foundation, because what I have seen, the foundation is in very good shape. And when they added on to the building, which I don't know what dates. They kind of did it in a Mod Podge way where they didn't have new material. They used material that he had acquired. So with that said, that's something I'd like to really do. I'd like to remodel it, pretty much tearing most of it down and remodeling it and adding on to the footprint of the foundation. And bringing the house up to standard and bring the value of the other parcels up. With that, it's been difficult for me. I live about 4 hours away.
Where do you live?
I live in New Hudson, Michigan, which is very close to Brighton, Brighton, Michigan. I just acquired a new job. I got a family of five. A new baby just came. Not my own, but my oldest daughter. She's living with us. And it's really not an excuse, but my time has been limited. My new employer, which I've had for just under 3 years, I've moved from one location in Auburn Hills to Brighton, which is much closer to my home, and established myself in acquiring more time off and leave for my ability to come up to Des Moines City. And I was here, which I was mentioning to Scott. It's kind of surprising that he had mailed me a letter notifying me that he'd been inspected the home. And I had just got home on the 23rd, I believe it was. I was up for the 3 days. Instead of spending it like with my family, the gentleman who owned it was a hoarder. And he had accumulated, the house was full of just anything you could think of but garbage. And I have receipts here that I used, and I used my time, which is my responsibility anyways, to remove all the material and whatever was in the yard that was left over, which was a lot of basically garbage and accumulation of redundant stuff. I eliminated. So the house interior is completely empty. Now, just by my observation, certain parts of the wall are not up to code. They're too low because of the way they added on to the residency.
You said, you mean the ceiling height and size?
Exactly. Okay. And certain portions of the home are too low. In terms of inside, there's no infestation. I would be happy to have Scott go on inside and take a look at the building. Now, there is a little bit of leakage coming in because of the skylights. Other than that, there's no possible way for an intrusion. The doors are locked and sealed. There's no access through windows. Although, by looking at the exterior, I mean, the gentleman used OBS, or OSB, excuse me, which is not feasible for weather conditions. And it really makes the house look worse than it is. And I understand it is my fault that it's taken so long, but again, as I was mentioning, the time frame has been kind of very limited for myself.
So you think like the studs, the actual walls, the 2x4, 2x6, whatever, they're in good shape.
Very good shape.
You've got some issues with the outside material. And
there's probably only two areas that have a chance of getting worse in terms of rotting, and that's where the skylights, but they're still in good shape. How much longer? Another couple years, probably not. I don't have that time, obviously. But the exterior looks so much worse than the interior. He has overhangs that were exposed to the elements.
Right.
And again, the way he assembled aspects of the home, it makes you scratch your head and say, why? But maybe he was just on a limited budget, which, I mean, I understand. So my goal is to refurbish the home. And I'd like to have it as a retirement place for myself and possibly for my kids to come up and visit. And that all comes with time, which is our greatest commodity. And I've had in the past few years very limited with a new job. With now building up some resources in terms of monetary resources, I want to invest it into the parcel, into the property. My son could validate, because I brought him up with me, Scott is correct. He sent me probably 4 to 6 letters at times through the years that, you know, I had let the grass overgrow. I had one gentleman cutting the grass when I first acquired it, and then he couldn't do it any longer. Basically, he stopped cutting the backyard when I would go up and realize he wasn't doing the job well enough. But in recent time that it's been, I've tried to do the best I could to maintain it with my circumstance, with my employment. Again, my intentions are good. I want to refurbish and rehabilitate the home to the point of being livable for a family, not just for a single resident. Because to me, if you go inside, they're just a layout. It's more like a, it's kind of a modgepodge, odd.
So what's looking forward, I mean, right now it's wintertime, there's not a lot, a ton of stuff can be done on the outside, but once the weather breaks and the snow is melted, how available are you to get up here? Because I'm sure it's, there's an ordinance against cutting your grass 6 to 8 inches, 10 inches, there's something, keeping trash off the property, break up your leaves, pick up dead limbs, whatever it might be. I mean, are you feel that you're able to comply with that? Structure aside right now, I'm just talking about the property. Comply with that moving forward, I mean.
I believe most certainly, I'll give you a reason, is my employment is in the state of Michigan, and our primary job or accomplishment is to keep the roads clear.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I do downstate, and the winter is more prioritized than the summer, which is when we take, are able to take more of our time off and vacation. So that should not be a problem. In the past, I worked nights now and days, and so not that that necessarily has any bearing, but it would be much more feasible for me to do.
Well, you know, time's relevant, everything's relevant, you know, and you know, Scott has to represent the cities and their residents' best interests. You, of course, try to represent your family's best interests, and so what we try to do is come somewhere in the middle. I mean, speaking for the, I did the same thing in the city of Opina. So speaking for that, I mean, when the phone's ringing off the hook because somebody's complaining about a vacant structure, it takes time away from staff to deal with it, you know, and they mention all these letters, so it becomes a lot of time, and then when nothing's happening very rapidly, you know, in your situation, you're 4 hours away, and there's nobody else here doing it, you know, that's why we wind up with these kind of hearings. But once you get to this, this is the serious part. This is where it's serious. This is when the letter writing is kind of over, and now we have to move forward. But the city, believe it or not, probably doesn't care what the inside of that house looks like, and neither do the neighbors. So, you know, the priority is always going to be on the exterior that everybody sees and what the outside of the house looks like. And so when I went by there, you stated, you know, OSB, it's not a weather type material. You put it up, the day you put the nails in it, it starts to rot and delaminate. So what do you think, what's your time frame on getting that outside presentable, along with being able to maintain the yard and all that type of stuff?
Well, can I first state that I'm happy to, if there is any, which I'm sure there is, but any kind of rodent or infestation from the outside, I'm happy to pay and find a exterminator or somebody who can move the animals like once a month or something if there's an issue. I know this might not have bearing on it, but I mentioned it once that this is a little bit off track, but one of the neighbors was putting leftover food in the backyard, which was kind of mind-boggling. But outside of that, I'm happy to and even respond to Scott that get somebody over there like once a month to remove or do something to remedy any kind of infestation.
It looks to me like the, you know, I mean, obviously if there's a hole in the soft or fascia, a bird or a squirrel can go in there. But the big problem, it seems to me, is cats. Mm-hmm. Look like a lot of cat tracks.
Okay.
So you can't really just board up all the openings in your foundation right now and trap them all in.
Right.
I don't know, is there a humane society? what I've done in Alpena is we contact either the Humane Society, because they're all about, you know, getting the cats and stray dogs and things of that nature, or a county animal control officer, somebody that can trap them and get them off. Because or even a private exterminator, if the county's not wanting to do it, or the Humane Society can't do it. That's exactly what I was going to recommend anyway. Give somebody to trap those cats. Once they're trapped, close off all the holes so they're not going in there anymore. And, you know, the neighbors probably putting food in the backyard because they see them, and, you know, people feel sorry for them because it's cold. And all that does is bring all the stray cats to your place, for sure. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there. But obviously, you got to get the animals out of that crawl. I'm assuming that crawl's...
It's a slab, just a slab.
Slab on grade?
Yes.
Okay. So there's just going to be a few spots then where they're underneath it. So it shouldn't be too bad to get them all.
Yeah, and there was there's this little shed there that, again, it was around late September that I was up there. There was quite a bit of debris that was accumulated from things that I accumulated, and I removed everything from the yard. And again, as I said, everything inside. Because I wanted to, the reason it was difficult for me to kind of get an idea what the foundation looked like is because it's like a tri-level. If you go in the house, there's a step up, about four steps, to another level on half of the portion. So I wasn't sure if the foundation was completely usable. But I tore up a portion of that in the meantime while I was emptying it out. It seems like the foundation is very good shape. But going back to your asking in terms of the remedy of the exterior of the residency, I'm pleading if I could get at least a minimum of 6 months through the summer, because as you said, it's difficult to do any kind of work in the winter. And there's no doubt in my mind that something's going to be done. I don't want to, I've paid the tax, never been delinquent. It's not that I'm just trying to, have the residents become dilapidated and not be up to par with the other homes. It's just that it's been difficult for me in terms of my situation with the job and the family and the distance. But what I've done recently was I contacted a few people, and I have a relative, well, it's not a relative, a very good friend of mine. He gave me a couple of numbers, but one in particular that I'm talking with the gentleman, and I'm going to try to either see what he recommends in terms of what time frame he can work on it. So that's kind of where I'm at. But again, I want to do as much as I can in my power to remedy the situation.
I know you're a truck driver, I'm assuming.
No, well, I'm a very handy physical. My father was in a wheelchair all my life. He was paralyzed before I was born.
I mean, you could do siding, and you could do that.
Yes, very much so. I've built a few garages, worked as a laborer in the industry for a couple of years.
Because, I mean, they're the same over here as they are on the east side, right? They're busier now. So,
yes, sir.
You know, if you were to call, like if I was to call a builder and say, hey, I want siding and windows on my house this summer, it's going to be fall.
Right.
So what I'm asking is, but if we said the 1st of August, 2020, mm-hmm. if you were allowed to proceed as you'd like to, what do you think the bell side of that house is going to look like?
If it isn't, here's another reason I hadn't kind of, it will either be partially demolished where there will be plans to add on to the foundation and plans to build, or it will be demolished. But what I would like to do is, because of looking at the foundation, and in my opinion, it's in very good shape, is that it can be added, because I'd like to add a few more footage to the footprint and build it relative to what the architect come up with in terms of the footprint.
So, because 6 months from now, we're going to be at the end of June, which is going to be, well, hopefully not, but it could be as little as 30 days of no snow. you know, the frost is going to get out of the ground by maybe by the 1st of May, depending on how much snowfall we get this winter, be able to do foundation work. But I guess what we need to do is get the outside appearance vastly improved, you know, as soon as possible. And knowing you can't really do much in the wintertime. Once the weather breaks and the grass is growing, then you're going to have, you know, when you do have time to come up and work on it, you're going to be spending time cutting grass and dealing with the rest of that kind of stuff, besides the fact of working on the outside of the house. But I think as long as there seems to be some steady work going on, you'll have, you know, you go through the Charlotte County Building Department, Kevin Slick, all the building officials down there, and they'll evaluate the structure based on the plan of what you want to do, and they'll tell you if it's good or what you got to do or what's not good. That's not what we're here for. All we're here for is getting the yard taken care of and getting that structure looking like the rest of the houses in the neighborhood in the shortest amount of time possible. So the city had asked, you know, at one point in time for 6 months to either have it fixed or demolished. So if I give more time, I have to feel comfortable that it's not going to be like, you know, 8 months when it goes by and we're looking at the same thing. Because that's just not going to work very well at all for anybody. And it doesn't help the residents out, it doesn't help the city out, because, you know, they want you to have the house, they want more people here, they want things fixed up.
Yes,
you know, vacant lots are vacant lots. But so I understand, I know life happens, you know, and jobs and kids, and I had a bunch of them myself, thank God they all got a house. But
can I state that I feel Scott has been very understanding. And I kind of dropped the ball at one time where I should have kept more contact with him. What I mean is maybe every 2 to 3 to maybe a month. And I regret, because I had just been up there, like I mentioned, and that's not going to happen again because of the way he's been. And this is the first time this has ever happened to me. I've never had an issue. It's kind of put in my lap. It's been over times I thought it was, you know, a little bit, it can wear on you.
It's overwhelming. I get it. And again, that's constant contact. You can't bug him too much. Well, you can't.
Right, but I mean, he has been very accommodating.
Right, and that's the thing,
you know, the messaging.
As I said, being in his position on the other side of the state, that's the thing. You know, we do what we do by ordinances, and then we put it in your court, and then we don't hear anything.
Sure.
And then we send another letter, and then maybe we hear something, maybe we don't. And a few years have went by, and pretty soon the two people that were complaining turned into 10. And then we've got bosses, too, that could fire us. So I appreciate it. So like I said, the way this is going to work is I'll come up with an order, and then I'll submit that to Scott. He'll submit it to the council through Scott. And then once they sign off on it, if they choose to do that, that's what you guys do, period. If it doesn't happen within that time frame, then I have to come back here and go to the council and ask them to take you to court to make it happen. And so that's the last thing we want to have happen, believe me, because that's just money's getting spent without necessarily anything happening, right? So I believe everything you had to say. I totally understand how things happen, been there, done that, and I appreciate it. And you seem sincere. And this is, you know, I mean, if I was given a choice between New Hudson or Baltimore or coming up here, I'd come up here.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
I want to, if any of the residents are here, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry for how long it's been regarding if there has been cats or any rodents. Sincerely, I'm sorry. I will, like you mentioned, I'll contact either the Humane Society or a exterminator who necessarily don't exterminate the animals, removes them from the premises, and I will notify Scott of that. That, you know, I talked to this company, and they're going over to inspect and remove any kind of whatever the issue may be, or whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any residents from the neighborhood here to speak about the case, or? Any members of the public want to talk about anything else in regard to dangerous buildings? Anybody got any ice fishing hotspots? We're adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.